The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. The book Daisy Jones and the Six is a story which explores the rise and fall of a 1970s rock band. But this rock band never existed. But the creator of that rock band is award-winning author Taylor Jenkins Reid, who is with me now. Taylor, good morning and welcome.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I can only surmise that you were not around in the 1970s to enjoy flower power and flares.
That's true.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in the 80s, so I did miss the 70s. But I lived on the East Coast of America for... probably until I was about 21. And then I always knew that I wanted to move out to Los Angeles. That was the thing. It didn't matter how old I was. I was 10 years old telling people I'm going to go to Hollywood. So I've lived in LA for the past 15 years. And I love telling stories about Los Angeles, stories set there, stories about the mythology of Los Angeles during certain periods of time. And 70s on the Sunset Strip was one that's always had a soft place in my heart. So that's why I decided to write the book.
And there are sufficient numbers of survivors of that period.
Certainly, yes. To tell the tale, yes.
Now, what did you do? I mean, were you a writer from the get-go?
No, when I went to school for film and television. I thought I was going to work in Hollywood my whole life. So I worked in Hollywood for about 4 years before I figured out that I wanted to do something else. And I fell into writing almost by accident. I was just doing it because I enjoyed it. But people were really encouraging me. And it sort of snowballed from I'll write a small thing to now I'll write a bigger thing to suddenly I've written a book. And then now I've sold it, which was great. So I discovered my love of writing very gradually.
Jennifer Aniston was a mentor of sorts?
Well, no, not a mentor, but it was – I had a chance meeting with her, and it was very, very brief. I can barely call it a meeting, but it was so exciting that I had met her because I had been obsessed with her for so long that I thought I wanted to call all of my friends back home and tell them that I had met her. But – it was too many friends to call. So I wrote a story. I wrote the story about meeting her and sent it to all my friends. And they wrote back and a lot of them said, you should be a writer. And that was the first time anyone had ever said that to me. And so that's when I began.
So she inspired you in a way.
She did, yeah.
Into writing about the encounter, which then became...
Yeah, the first thing I ever wrote, yeah.
Now, the creation of this band mm-hmm. and your protagonists, mm-hmm. where do they come from?
They come from a couple of different places. I've always been really fascinated by rock couples or musical duos where there's some hint of romance in between them. The most obvious being Fleetwood Mac and all of the romantic entanglements that they've been through. But I'm also thinking about, you know, like Johnny Cash and June Carter or Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons, Joni Mitchell and Graham Nash. I've been fascinated by those people. And so I wanted to create my own lead singers who have a very volatile relationship and one that affects their work. So that's where I came up with Daisy Jones and the Six. Daisy Jones is a singer. The Six is this rock band. They join forces. And Daisy Jones and the lead singer of the Six, Billy Dunn, have a very electric relationship. Mm.
And she is someone who embraces stardom.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, from the beginning of the story, you can tell that Daisy is somebody who is destined to be in the spotlight. And she is very confident about wanting to take her place there.
Now, at the back of the book, there are lyrics mm-hmm. to their songs.
Yes, yeah.
So you had to write songs for them.
I did. You know, it's funny. I'm not a songwriter. I am very much a novelist. But I really felt like if I was going to write this book, and the point of the book was that their album Aurora was the biggest selling album of the 70s within the context of the book, I have to give you the lyrics to Aurora. So I learned how to write some songs in the effort of providing the reader that experience.
What have survivors of the 70s said about your book to you? I mean, do they figure you captured it pretty well?
You know, it's funny. I've been very nervous about it because, as you pointed out, I didn't live through that time. But I have had a lot of people say that it felt like it brought them back there, which I'm very flattered by. I did a lot of research. I read a lot of books. I watched a lot of rock documentaries, and I really tried to get a feel for the time and place. And so far, so good.
What is happening to the book right now? It's not just going to be between two covers.
No. Reese Witherspoon has optioned it and sold it to Amazon. So it's going to be a 13-episode limited series for them. So they'll bring all of it to life and they'll create this album and
they'll
be a band.
They will write music.
Yeah, they will write music. Yeah.
To go with the series.
Yeah.
So you will finally hear the music of your band.
I know. Isn't that, it's becoming so meta that I've created this band that doesn't exist and now the band will exist. But I'm very, very excited. People have said when they read the book that they want to go and Google certain songs or certain characters. And you can't right now because it's fictional, but eventually you will be able to.
And the song lyrics that you've written at the back of the book,
yeah,
will they be used by the composers of the music which will accompany the series?
I think so. I'm interested to see how the whole album shakes down. I'm sure they'll change things and rearrange. But yeah, the basis of the album is what's in the book.
Has it been cast yet, the series?
No, and I'm very eager to find out. This is like the most fascinating piece of all of this for me, is to find out who will be playing these roles. But I have no idea right now.
Okay. Will you have any involvement in the production, or have you just, I've sold the rights,
yeah,
I'll wash my hands and just see what happens?
You know what? It's both. I have sold the rights and I have washed my hands, but they have been including me somewhat informally. So I get to know what's going on, and I get all of the fun and none of the responsibility, basically. So I'm very happy.
Now, the book is in print now and it's available in all bookshops, so people will get to enjoy it. But I suspect that you're already on to the next one, even as you do the publicity tour. So what is the next one, or where is it set, or can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell a little bit about it. So the book that I wrote before this was called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and that's set in 60s Hollywood. And so Daisy Jones is 70s on the Sunset Strip. So I'm staying in Los Angeles for a little bit longer. I'm going to write about 80s Malibu and surf culture.
Do you surf?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm not a musician. I'm not a Hollywood actress. And I've never, surfed one time in my life for about 10 minutes. I'm always faking it. But I'm excited about this book and I'm finishing it up now. And it should come out next year.
Given that Los Angeles will be, greater Los Angeles will be, if you like, a star in all of your books.
Yeah.
What is it about LA? Because people who go there sometimes say they can't find the heart of the city, but they are taken up by the mythology of Los Angeles.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think that's what's interesting to me about Los Angeles, is that there's the mythology of it and then there's the reality. And those are two very different things. And so if you're coming to Los Angeles looking for the myth, you're going to be very disappointed. What I have found is that I've lived in Los Angeles for 15 years. I came there because of the myth. I found that that wasn't reality, and I settled into what Los Angeles truly is. And LA is where I met my husband and found my family and had my daughter. And so to me, Los Angeles is home. But what it really is and what people say that it is are two very different things. And that's why I think it's fun to write about.
And is it really a place where you go to bed at 9:30 and have an iced water with lemon as a nightcap?
I mean, I do. In my experience, Los Angeles knows how to party a bit more than that. But yeah, it's certainly a place where the sun shines all year. And that is true.
On that note, Daisy Jones and the Six is the name of the new novel. It's written by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's published by Hutchinson and available to buy for about €13. And Taylor, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.